I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Has your family ever been on a family mission or a family challenge? I love this. Listen.
Beach residents Bill and Cole Daly, it was April of 2021 that the two made plans to visit every national park in the United States.
What?
My friend is doing this right now.
Really?
Yeah. Brian. He's doing this right now. Just bought himself a brand new truck. The kids are gone off to college at this point right now, all of them. And him and his wife are getting ready to trek on out. They're going to do three this year. And then after that, it's on.
So they've been to this father-son duo, 37 of the 63 national parks.
That's impressive.
Yellowstone is by far one of my most favorite national parks I've ever been to. Like, there is so much nature there.
Yeah, so I just think, what an incredible thing for a father and son to do is to have something that they're trying to do. They have like the big map at their house. They have them all plotted out where they're going to go. They have a plan on when they're going to go, what they're going to do there. And the dad was asked, well, why are you doing this with your son?
My childhood wasn't that great growing up. And, you know, I never want Cole to feel like I felt growing up. And the things that I do with Cole are the things I wish my father would have done with me.
That is deeply emotional, but way to stick it to your old man now that he's out of the picture, right? Way to get that. Last word, boom, mic drop. Well done, sir.
I love the idea of a family challenge, a family mission, something that you're doing, that you're planning. I think a lot of times you're like, okay, where should we go on vacation this year? And then you go to the same places. Trying to come up with something like this where your family all gets involved and they're all into it is so cool.
Well, that's the challenge, right? Mm-hmm. It's finding something that everybody is into where they go, yeah, no, that sounds awesome. I'd like to do that.
I saw on Facebook, we're getting ready for a Disney trip coming up in a few months. Mm. And this one family was writing about how their family mission, their family challenge is that they were going to hit every Disney World park in one single day.
That's scary to me.
Well, people were criticizing them. They're like, why would you, you know, spend all the money and waste all your money and do all this where you're basically not enjoying your day? And I was like, leave them alone. Think about it. They're going to remember for the rest of their life the day they went to every Disney park where they're frantically running from one to the other. Let them do it. Let them.
If they're people that have done it before, it sounds like they're probably Disney people. So that's the challenge for them in that regard. Maybe they're staying somewhere central that makes it easier. It's all part of the fun.
My husband and I always say we wanted to go to Epcot and drink around the world and have a drink at every single one.
Can't make it.
If you can't, not only can you not, you certainly can't do it with children. So I've never gone without my kids. I gave it a good try.
Yeah. I gave it all I had one day, Anna, and I got about 70% around the world, and then I had to go back to the hotel.
That's a lot of sugar in those drinks.
It was a lot.
Taylor, what's your family's challenge?
We're big ice cream people. Like, we love traveling, and everywhere we go, we have to try ice cream in that town.
Oh, that's a good rule.
That's great.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best one I've had was at the Mall of Edmonton.
Yay, Canada.
I know this is really an unpopular thing to say. To me, all ice cream kind of tastes the same.
What?
Yeah. I feel like if you get like decent, good ice cream, it's all the same.
No,
like a good chocolate is a good chocolate anywhere.
Creamy makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. I was just at a wedding where they had the Dippin' Dot out there with the old school cart and everything. I hadn't had that forever. It's definitely different.
Well, Dippin' Dots is different. That I don't consider that ice cream. I consider that like...
It's like a frozen ice cream treat.
No,
delicious.
It's all the little balls.
It's like astronauts.
I can't do that. Mm. It tastes like astronaut ice cream, and that's why I don't like it.
They had it in all sorts of flavors.
Yeah. No, I know it comes in different flavors, but it all tastes like astronaut ice cream.
It's space ice cream.
Yeah,
that's right. I do not like that.
That's right.
It
stays
like it
that way.
Yeah. What's your family's mission, the challenge you've taken on to make some memories? There's this father-son duo. They are trying to visit every single one of the 63 national parks. So far, they've been to 37.
I think they're going to need a boat to get to a few of them, to tell you the truth. But, I mean, it's a great mission, very cool, and a great way to see the country.
And a great way to make memories with your family. Mm-hmm. What are you doing right now? What's your family mission that you did, your challenge? Oliver.
Oh, we're huge sports fans. We are going around this season to every single baseball stadium, planning on finishing in Fenway.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that have gone on that quest. There are some very beautiful parks, and the parks do have different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Some parks in the league are just, you know, they're stadiums, that's it. But other ones, they're really, you know, they're a part of where they are, like a real attraction.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are like amusement parks with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not just going to see the game. It's the whole experience of the park.
Yeah, and there's the food, all that.
Yeah.
You get to road trip.
David, what's your family's quest or their challenge?
Well, so we started this, it's like a list of restaurants. We have a Google Doc that's part of the family, you know, documents. And it started with my son. So he found like a TikTok or something and was like, this restaurant looks really cool. So we started making this list. And every Saturday, we go to one of these restaurants on this list. People can add in whatever restaurant they like or, you know, and then we just check one off the list every week. We give it a rating. It's like this big, fun little adventure that we have every single Saturday.
This is so smart.
You know,
think about how many times you're going out and where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Didn't we say there was somewhere new we wanted to try? What was that place? I don't remember.
And how many times, too, where it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't feel like doing that because it's too far. But if you do this and you're looking at it a week in advance, it's a funny thing about the human mind. It almost turns it into a destination instead of just a meal that you're going to have.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I don't know if I would be able to do it.
We 100% would, because we love to try new places.
Yeah.
And we never just know where to go. But there's so many times you drive by a place and you're like, that looks cute. What is that?
No,
put it
true.
On the list.
Hey, Olivia, what's your quest? Do you and your family have some sort of mission?
Yeah, so we have kind of a long-term goal. That was my husband's idea, but to see every state capital. And at first I wasn't like super on board with it just because I feel like there's different destinations that I would like to go to.
Right. You were like, what a dork my husband is. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it has been interesting to see places that I probably wouldn't have gone to otherwise. And also we did get a trip to Hawaii out of it. So,
oh, wow.
So far going well.
Yeah.
How many states do you have left? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we kind of, it's a very long-term goal. So far, we're only at 14. So
14 is a lot.
Yeah, 14 is a lot.
Right? I don't think I could say anywhere close to that.
I mean, you know what's cool about any trip like that? It's the same thing as like the baseball diamonds. It's like you're going to these spaces and you're learning about those spaces. Even all these little places that you kind of would have overlooked before, they actually do have something pretty interesting about them. You're trying the food. You're seeing the site. Like it's...
What if the place stinks, though?
Well, I mean, you just be like, no need to go back there. And think about all the great one-liners you have about that place from then on.
I guess there's some places you stay for like 5-6 days, and there's some places you go for 24 hours, right?
Yeah, exactly. Some of those less exciting places end up having the best stories, so.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com. The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.